From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. France is getting a new president. 20 minutes after the polls closed today, the incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy conceded defeat to socialist François Hollande. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris. She reports people are spilling into the streets to celebrate.
No one's talking about policy or, you know, what's going to happen next. They're just savoring the moment right now. It's just a moment to savor, and everyone is really living for this moment. Some people have been waiting for this for a long time. François Mitterrand was first elected 31 years ago. That was the last socialist president. So people have been waiting a long time.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris. Sarkozy says he bears the full responsibility for his defeat. Voters had been unhappy with his handling of the economy in France, where unemployment is 10%. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. is ready to give Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng a visa right away. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Chen has spent most of the last several years either in prison or under house arrest. He has a tentative deal that would allow him to leave Beijing and come to the U.S. Biden tells NBC's Meet the Press officials here expect China to stick to that agreement.
It looks like, right now, the commitment being made that he'll be able to leave, attend NYU University, and with his family.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney has accused the Obama administration of failing to protect Chen. And former GOP presidential nominee John McCain says there were clearly missteps in working with Chen. But the priority now is to get the activist to the U.S. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton has recorded a message opposing a constitutional amendment that will be voted on Tuesday in North Carolina. NPR's Joel Rose reports the amendment would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman.
The message from Mr. Clinton will be pushed to thousands of phones in North Carolina starting Monday. He argues that the constitutional amendment won't actually change the law in the state.
The real effect of the law is not to keep the traditional definition of marriage. You've already done that. The real effect of the law will be to hurt families and drive away jobs.
The amendment also has high-profile backers. The Reverend Billy Graham released a statement saying the Bible makes it clear that marriage is between a man and a woman. Polls show that a majority of North Carolina voters seem likely to agree on Tuesday. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky are investigating the discovery of a dead body in the stable area of Churchill Downs, where the Kentucky Derby ran yesterday. Spokeswoman Alicia Smiley says detectives have determined the death was a homicide.
We are also awaiting a report on a specific identification so that we'll know whether or not this person was perhaps an employee of Churchill Downs or whether or not they even belonged there on the ground.
She says at this point there's no evidence the death was related to Churchill Downs or the Derby. This is NPR News. In Canada, a long and often violent protest against tuition increases in Quebec could soon be over. Dan Karpinchuk reports the province's education minister says she's reached an agreement in principle to end the strike.
Representatives of Quebec's four student groups that have led the fight against proposed increases spent nearly 24 hours in closed-door negotiations with government officials. The province had already said it would roll out the 75% increase in tuitions over 7 years instead of the original five. Now it's offered a temporary tuition freeze until a review by a university's committee. That committee would have until December to complete its report. The tentative deal came in the wake of another violent student protest in Montreal, which resulted in 106 arrests and three police officers and six students being injured. It's still not clear if the deal will bring an end to the protests, which have paralyzed Montreal and other cities for nearly 3 months. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In the U.S., the Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on whether to debate a plan to keep interest rates on new student loans from doubling on July 1st. The Democratic proposal would keep the rate at 3.4% and pay for it by collecting more Social Security and Medicare taxes from higher-income owners of corporations. Republicans want to pay for the continued lower rates by eliminating a preventive health program, part of the new health care law. Actor George Lindsay has died. He played Goober Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show, the cousin who replaced Gomer Pyle, who was played by Jim Nabors. A funeral home in Nashville says he died this morning after a brief illness. He played a similar character in Hee Haw. He once said, "Goober is every man. Everyone likes something to like about old Goober." George Lindsay was 83. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.